But before you drive a new Corvette, I thought you might like to go for a ride in one with a man whom I believe is well known to you. So let me turn you over to Corvette engineer Zora Duntall.
Thank you, Mr. Staley. I have a 61 Corvette all ready to go. This one is equipped with our new 315 horsepower engine, 4-speed closed ratio transmission, high lift cam, and fuel injection. Let's get in. Is your seatbelt fastened? All right. Let's go. You just had a ride in 1961 Corvette. This car was powered with 315 horsepower fuel-injected engine. That's our highest performance engine. Actually, all Corvette are high-performance cars. The difference is only in degree. We have two new engines this year. One is the 315 fuel-injected engine and another 275 engine. These two engines have the same size, but with the same displacement as all other Corvette engines. The difference is in cylinder head. We do have revised styling of the rear end, which renders the luggage space somewhat more convenient. We also have an increase of leg room, which will contribute to the comfort of tall people. Those of you who are familiar with previous Corvette know that the car was continuously refined. And this process of refinement didn't stop and continues through 61. All these refinements are in the area of rendering the car more controllable, more responsive. Maybe I can say it best, to be as an extension of your body. Obviously, a car of such nature is designed for those who appreciate driving, who enjoy driving. I would say it's designed for elite of motoring world. Because the sounds you heard can tell you just that much. So if you are one of those who likes and enjoy driving, you should, you owe to yourself to try this car.